Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. I'm Liz Larson, and Bill McKenna is here with us today. Hey, Bill.
Hello.
And we're going to have some great fun today. We actually have another UK Health radio show host here today, which is JJ Stenhouse. And her show on the UK Health Radio Network is Alchemy 101. But JJ herself is the practical alchemist, an empowerment coach, a medical intuitive, and a well-being facilitator. So what's so interesting about this show today is we're going to learn what's alchemy, what's modern alchemy. If those of you out there don't know, I'm not sure I do. And also, JJ is going to share with us about mystical Scotland, which I cannot wait to hear about. And she says, don't get her started because she can't wait to talk about it. So welcome to the show, JJ.
Oh, thank you. It's so great to be here with you. I'm loving it. Thank you.
Ah, we're so excited too. We got a chance to talk with JJ a couple weeks ago. I don't know. Time's gotten weird for us for sure. And we just absolutely loved our conversation. So Bill and I have been really anticipating this conversation, right, Bill?
Oh, yes. And you know, it's like so interesting because of her background and her story and how it all got started. You know, you'd never think that somebody with her background would be out there doing the kind of things that she's done. But I want to see if we could just kind of bring the audience up to date on how did all this start for you? What you were born, you had some special abilities that not many people have, and other than Liz Larson. And yeah, I outed her for everybody. She's out the closet now. But tell us about it. Tell us about what happened to you when you said, you know, these abilities that you had at a very young age. Tell us about that, and then kind of how your life went.
Okay, yeah, no, I will. And, you know, it's been extraordinary because my whole life, really, when I look back on it, has been a healing journey. And I guess that's the same for a lot of people, but there have been specifics in my life which have been quite extraordinary that I've only found out about recently too. So we might talk about that as well later. But yes, I knew at a very young age that I could see things, hear things, and feel things that other people couldn't. I used to see ghosts. I know some people don't believe in ghosts, but I'd see things. And I don't think I was completely mad at the age of 5, 6, 7 to see things like that. And my family didn't either, because being a Scottish family, being a bit Celtic, we still have a foot firmly planted in the old ways, you know? So I grew up not being told, don't be silly, you haven't seen anything or you haven't heard anything. I grew up just being told, oh, okay, you know, I see, right? Well, I haven't seen anything, but okay. So, and then I realized that I could work energetically with people. Now, I don't know how that happened. I don't know where the idea came from, but I started off as a child just tuning into my pet dog, and helping her get over things, helping her feel better. And I realized I could feel what she was going through. And then that developed. And as I grew older, I did sublimate it for a while, but then I would help friends if they, you know, were open to it and into it. Some people called me a witch, but you know, there you go. And so all my life, I've been able to do this, and it's just strengthened as I've got older, and I'm old now. But this gift or whatever, I don't like calling it a gift because I think everybody has it. But what I believe is that all the work, the healing work, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually that I have done through the decades has helped strengthen this ability that I have. And I now feel it stronger than ever. And that is working with energy. And these days, giving people the safe space where they can heal their own body. So that's kind of the story in a nutshell. I think there's loads more to it, but I think that's a good start.
So Bill and I agree with you on so many of those levels. And I personally agree that I think some people have a talent.
Yeah.
Either we're structurally able to, like some people are great at the violin and some people are great at math. But I think healing is innate to all of us and all of us can learn to do it. And some of us just know naturally that we can in the beginning. So you said there were some specifics that you learned recently. Was it about family heritage or something else?
Yeah, I mean, the family heritage thing is always there. And as a Scot, I'm always aware of, the trauma that's in our DNA, if you want to call it DNA, it's certainly in our cellular memory. So that trauma of battle, of struggle, of the witch trials here in Scotland. In fact, I live in a village which is famous for having seen one of the last witch trials in Scotland. And I live just along the road, a few hundred meters away from the place where they were kept and tortured. Wow. And of course, these were not witches, as in the pointy hats and broomsticks variety, but these were just people who might have upset somebody. And so, you know, they were branded witches and yeah, the rest is history. But I am aware of all of that. And that's something that I've been working on. And I do feel that actually I'm here in this part of the world. I'm back on my home turf, actually. I'm back where I was born. And I do feel that I'm here to, to help heal those ancestral memories, these cellular memories, the ancestral ties that run through all of us. And it's not just Scotland, other countries as well. You know, it's the same everywhere. But one of the things I learned recently was that I, without knowing it, suffered from a phobia all my life. And actually it was another UK Health Radio show host who opened my eyes to it. And that was Alexia Leachman, who talks about tocophobia. Now, tocophobia, that's something I'd never heard of before I spoke to her. But it is the fear of giving birth, the fear of childbirth. And usually it stems from a really, very difficult birth that one might have experienced oneself. And that's absolutely the case for me. I was born with the cord around my neck. I was blue. I was put into, in those days, an oxygen tent and wasn't held for 2 weeks. You know, I was just in an oxygen tent for 2 weeks. Now, obviously, I was strangling myself on my way out. Now, I sometimes joke that that was me, my first attempt at self-sabotage. But, it unknowingly has had a lasting effect on my life. And it also, it's not just a fear of giving birth. So I don't have children. And, we're not surprised now, are we, when we hear about that? But also, I've had a real problem all my life finishing a creation, finishing something that I want to bring into the world, that I want to create. I've always wanted to write a book, finish a book, never been able to finish it, never been able to see that through. And, you can talk about all kinds of aspects of self-sabotage, and you can talk about all kinds of other things that maybe a psychologist would be able to tell you about. But no, it stems from that child, that first experience of coming into the world, that birth that has colored everything else in my life. I now realize, who knew? So now I'm, you know, this has only happened in the last year. I'm now sort of really busily getting on with my life at my grand old age of, nearly 70. So, you know, I kind of got this new lease on life. And here's the other thing, right? When you understand and when you work on these really, really deep issues, that's where the transformation happens. And that is alchemy as well. So alchemy is transformation. Modern alchemy is inner transformation, our transformation of our being, so that we can become, step into, if you like, our absolute being, where we are strong and powerful on every level. And that calls for transformation, for work to let go on every level, physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional. And, you know, for me, the big lesson in the past year was I had a big, big thing to transform that I didn't even know existed. And I guess some people might think that's a bit scary. You know, they might have something going on that they have no knowledge of, but the trick is to delve in and get to these issues and allow them to leave. And sometimes you can do that just on an energetic level. And that's one of the things that I do with people. I work with them energetically to lift some of that energetic component out of their system. I always talk about people's systems rather than just their bodies, because the system, you know, the being is more than just the body, if you like.
You know, it's so interesting because that's our work as well. We know that actually the experience starts when the cells are gathering in the womb. You know, the limbic system starts to grow very, very early, and it starts to decide what's a threat and what's not.
Yeah.
You know, the cells have constant experience. And I have found so many people who this feeling they have in their body, this sensation, like the thing that holds you back from getting things done, like you were talking about, it's just always there. It's so familiar. And people think it is them. But what it really is this experience that the body had, the nervous system in particular, like stores it and decides what to do with it, that makes you have this feeling and this constant experience. One of my clients was a twin, and he was all lined up, ready to be born. But his twin sister was aimed the wrong direction, blocking the exit. And he felt stuck.
Yeah.
And he never could figure out why no matter what he did, no matter how much he succeeded, he felt stuck. Literally, he'd been stuck. So these birth memories, you know, I think they're cellular. I think they're in the limbic system, I think. But the logical mind just doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah. If the logical mind knows of it, you know, I think sometimes you have to bring it out and name it and deal with it sometimes.
No, that's it. The logical mind doesn't know. You're just, I'm stuck because, and there's a million reasons that people give you. And the truth is, I've had an experience of literally being stuck. I'm here. I'm ready to show up. And my sister's in the way.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, I mean, it is very interesting. And that experience of bringing it to the surface and having the realization of like, oh my gosh, this is just a sensation I have, that when gone, I don't have that thought or experience anymore, which it sounds like you've had that experience with talkophobia. I've never heard of that before.
No, neither had I. But once I had heard of it, I got rid of it. I let it go. Now, I'm not saying that that's always an easy thing. It'll take some people longer than others to get rid of it. But I was so ready to get rid of it. I was so ready to let go of that it didn't take me that long at all. And I didn't, you know, I didn't really need any help. I just went, oh, my God, I realize now what's been wrong all these years.
Yeah.
And let it just go. And the feeling in your system, in your body, when you do let go of something huge like that is quite extraordinary, you know? And I've been going through something else quite recently, a personal matter. And again, I was charged. And of course, we can literally charge ourselves, emotionally. And I was very charged. And then I remember thinking the other day, I just feel like my body is, it's just, we're really wired, you know, really kind of, and it's almost as if all these currents are just slicing me up into little pieces. And then I thought, yeah, but just let that go, let it drain out. And yeah. Peace reigned again. I felt whole again. But it's just, you know, not holding on to that stuff is so important.
Let's take our first break. And when we come back, let's pull that thread just a little bit more about what that experience is like when you really do let go of a lifelong sensation, you know, that leads to a belief. So we'll hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
The station that makes you feel good.
And we are back, and we're talking with JJ Stenhouse about all kinds of amazing things, including alchemy and what happens when something actually releases from your body. Over the break, Bill was saying you have some science about that.
You know, JJ was talking about, you know, early on in the program about the ancestors, you know, being burned, you know, and all these traumas from her ancestors and that sort of thing. And, you know, if you would have asked me decades ago, you know, is that true? I'd be like, it's my life. Nobody else affects me but me. You know, my ancestors had nothing to do with anything, you know. But the truth is that that they did. And here's the interesting science that happened here in San Diego at the University of California, San Diego. Dr. Diaz put white mice into a cage. Now, on the bottom of this cage, what he did is he made it electrified so he could send a shock to the rats, not enough, the mice, not enough to kill them, but enough to traumatize them. You know, like, you know, when you get shocked, you know, where your feet are rubbing on carpet, and then you go up to your friend and it's one of my funny favorite things to do, because I find it funny. But these little shocks, a little more than that, to really shock these mice. What he did was he would open up the top of the box, and he had this fruity chemical smell. He would wave the fruity chemical smell over the top of the box, give it a second for the mice to smell the fruity smell, and then, bam, he hit them with the shock. And you know, he basically kept this up for a period of time. He'd let time pass, you know, a day pass, and randomly, here goes that fruity smell. Boom, shock them. You know, so he's intentionally traumatizing these mice, and he has their olfactory is bound to this, right? Like the warning. Well, fruity smell, something bad's going to happen. So anyway, he does this repeatedly. Then they take the eggs and sperm out of those, artificially inseminate other white mice that have never met the first group of mice, no communication. Those mice that have never met the first group of mice, being after artificial insemination, give birth, they're raised, and now he puts them in a box. And the bottom of the box is not electrified. All he does is opens up that fruity chemical smell, waves it over the top of the box, and the mice go bananas. They're like, oh no, it's something bad's gonna happen. Well, they continue doing this exact experiment for generations, right? I think there was something like 3 or 8 generations, can't remember. But down the line, even though the offspring never met the others, even though the same chemical would, even generations later, will cause the reaction. So you ask yourself, gosh, why do I have this particular thing in my life? Well, actually, could be that it's a generational thing. And yeah. In our lives, you know, like, I've worked with people that, you know, they're related to a Holocaust survivor. And you can see it. You know, it's not like you're like, you can't, any normal human could see the effect of you know, the Holocaust on these generational offspring. Anyway, Liz?
Yeah, so let's get back to what happens when these things lift. So you were saying, JJ, that it's an amazing, amazing experience. And you know, we've had that experience, and many of our clients express something really interesting that happens. They will almost forget that they had the problem in the first place. It's as though it's erased from their timeline, which I think is a real possibility as well. But one of the things that I personally experience for me is that I become more of myself. When these old things are gone, I know them, when they become aware, and then when they're collapsed in my nervous system, it's almost as though who I really am emerges. So what's the experience like for you, JJ?
Well, first of all, I think that you do erase it from your timeline. I think that that's exactly what happens. And yes, there is a feeling of being more you. And that, again, comes back to my idea of absolute being. So we let all these things fall away so that we can actually be who we really are, wholly, absolutely who and what we really are. So there is that feeling of being more you, more oneself. But for me, there's always a feeling of some kind of weight being lifted off, a lightness. And I sometimes equate that to enlightenment. So this is, you know, what we're always, if we're doing any work on ourselves at all, looking to become a lighter being that's more ourselves, more powerful as we stand in that light and power, and more healthy as a result as well. Because I do believe very strongly that we're designed to self-heal. But all these other things going on around us stop us from being able to self-heal. The beliefs, all the other things that are going on, stop us from that self-healing. And what I'd just want to come back to Bill for a second, because Bill, you were talking about burning. Well, witches here were not burned typically. They were drowned, or they had stones placed on them until they were crushed to death. It's a bit gruesome, but, you know, the reality. And interestingly, I was absolutely scared of water when I was younger. It took me a long time to learn to swim because I was scared of drowning. And I was always absolutely sure that that was because at one point either I or my ancestors were drowned as witches or warlocks or, you know, whatever. So, I swim now. I swim every day in the sea, and actually sometimes swim exactly where some witches were drowned in this very, in a village, because it's this fishing village on the coast of Scotland here. So we can change that, and we can change it not just for ourselves along our ancestral lines. I believe that we can do it as a community and generationally as well. I think that we can work together to change that as a whole. So again, that's something that I am working towards, and I would love to get a lot more people together to work on this with, because it's fine, you or I or Bill, erasing our timeline or changing our timeline. But wouldn't it be great if we could come together and hold that for more than just us, a community, a nation, and clear that for a whole lot of people so that they can go forward and be more of who they are?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have this experience very often with our clients and we work with healers around the planet, a lot of powerful healers become our practitioners, or we have the chance to meet them and find that when something is really eradicated out of a system, you know, not just the idea and then, you know, you know about it, so you work around it, but I mean, it's really gone from the system, that it often does seem to change the timeline for that family, you know, the lineage, and which also means you're changing it for the future as well. And then the other experience is when it's done in a group, like you're saying, we are all interconnected. We don't use the terms the nervous system, but it's this energetic body that really does interacts in this physical plane. And for humans, it's generated by this neural pattern. It's how your electricity is conducted. But that interacts with people thousands of miles away, anyone you're connected with. We have had the experience probably 1,000 times by now where one person, something massive changes in them. Maybe just one session, this big realization like maybe you've had. And 3,000 miles away, they get a phone call from somebody connected to that situation saying, hey, oh, by the way, oh, I just think I owe you an apology. Or I just realized that this whole thing I thought was wrong. It is fascinating. So I think your idea is amazing. Getting powerful healers together and everybody else who's interested and changing full timelines, I think that is absolutely available. So let's switch topics just the tiniest bit, because I know everybody's going to want to hear about this. You moved back home to Scotland, mm-hmm. where you shared that you're feeling more powerful, you know, more grounded, more of who you really are. So tell us about that. And then what Scotland really means to you. What's interesting about the woo-woo of Scotland, the alchemy of Scotland?
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, we don't have another 4 or 5 hours, do we? But let's just, okay, let's, well, Scotland is a very ancient land. It's, it has old rocks. It has old mountains. They may not be as high as some, but they are very old. And, the thing about Scotland is that it is steeped in knowledge, history, and ancient knowledge and ancient history. Now, everywhere has ancient history, I know, but it's almost as if some people talk about the veil being thinner, or the veil between existences being thinner here, and certainly also in Ireland as well. And, the Scots actually were originally from Ireland, we think, so that makes sense. And I now live in a place which was a very important part of this country, but because it was the place where the region where kings and queens lived, the Scottish kings and queens lived, and you know, it was very prosperous, and we traded with the Netherlands and places. And you can see that reference in the buildings around here as well. We have lovely terracotta tiles on our roofs, and, you know, all of that all came from, you know, the Netherlands and probably Portugal and places like that. But the legends here are extraordinary, and the history is extraordinary. The British Isles, as a whole, used to be known, I believe, as the Holy Land to the West. So there was a Holy Land in the East and a Holy Land in the West, and that was the British Isles. In the north of Scotland, on the Orkney Islands, they discovered a settlement there, and there are stones there that date back before Stonehenge in England. So we're talking about more than 5,000 years ago. I mean, a massive. There are loads of Neolithic finds there that show that this area has been settled for so long. And this place in Orkney, the Ness of Brodgar, it was seen to have been a place of religious ceremony, maybe, because they found the remains, the bones of so many cattle that had been eaten in some kind of massive religious ceremony, that it must have been a place that everybody flocked to for knowledge, maybe, religious instruction, spiritual instruction, maybe. I don't know. I wasn't around in Neolithic times. Then fast forward 1,000 years or two to the time of Jesus. And there are clues in the landscape that show that the Holy Family came to Scotland and traveled here. And if you look at the names of some of the places along the west coast of Scotland, there's a word Issa, which means, you know, which is related to Jesus. And then Iona, which has been a very holy island for who knows how long. Now, some people say that the head of King Arthur was buried there, because you would often take the head of a king and bury him on a holy place. King Arthur, who might have come across from Edinburgh here to where I am in Fife, to marry his Pictish Princess Guinevere, whose grave is marked just a bit further north from here in Perthshire. So you have Arthurian story that might be actual fact, but lost in the mist of time. you have biblical, spiritual, family story connection. There's a lot more to say about that. There are so many churches and places that show depictions of Mary Magdalene and Jesus. It's all over, certainly the west side and of Scotland and Perthshire. And so you have all that on top of this amazingly rich spiritual connection with the land and an amazingly rich myth and legend and knowledge going back so many thousands of years. But the land itself, anybody who comes to Scotland will say that there is something about the land. The land itself seems to hold so much information.
We want to hear more about this. We have to take a break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Just for freeze frame, I want to hear more about the land of Scotland and UK Radio. Take us away.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
All right, and we are back. Oh, please continue. You know, we were just talking about the land of Scotland and its rich history and the energy there and the connection to all the way back to even before Jesus and Jesus.
Yeah. It's so fascinating, isn't it? The more I delve into it, the more rich the tapestry becomes. I mean, we've even got I can see from the shore where I am, I can see across to an island, just a little bit along from Edinburgh, on the Firth of Forth, which is the estuary of the Forth River. And it's an island called Lamb Island. And actually, Uri Geller bought it not that long ago. I don't know how long ago, actually. It might have been about 10 years ago now, or maybe more. But he bought the island because he believes that there is Egyptian treasure buried there. And that would be the treasure of an Egyptian queen called Skota, who it is believed traveled out of Egypt. She was the other exodus out of Egypt. Took her followers and her family out of Egypt and traveled all the way through the Mediterranean. She had a son called Heber. And so you've got the Iberian coast, right? They traveled through there, southern France, Spain, Portugal, round up to Ireland. And that is where the kings and queens of Tara were founded. And in fact, at Tara, they've done some excavations and found Egyptian artifacts there. And then, of course, the Scots, as they were, named after Scota, this Egyptian queen, we believe, went across the water to Scotland and inhabited the west of Scotland, first of all, because there were also Picts, another tribe or a people who lived here in Scotland. But we took the name Scots and Scotland from the Scotty who came across from Ireland. And so there is all of this. And I've actually traced my ancestry way back to those princes of Tara who came across. Now, that's not hard because we're only a country of 5.5 million people right now. And, you know, in those days, I think everybody was related to everybody, really. You know, it's not that difficult to trace yourself back to that point, as long as you've got, you know, the family names of record, which we luckily do. But so there is all of that. And then there are others who believe that because Scotland has so much crystal, so much rock crystal, you know, pure crystal, and Cairngorm is one of the national gemstones, and that's citrine, another name for citrine, which you find in the mountains here in Scotland. But because there is so much here, and that is an element that holds records, a lot of people believe that some very important records are buried in the land here because of all the crystal deposits in the land, in the mountains. And so think about the energy that crystals generate. It's no wonder when people come to Scotland, they feel that energy. And they, if they tap into it, yeah, they come back time and time again. So there is a lot here. And I haven't even started on it. I said you'd need about 4 hours.
I know. At least. I would love to hear all of it too. Do you feel like since you've been back home, that energy has activated you? Do you feel like your abilities or gifts, I don't love that word either, but that's a word that people understand, are stronger or more? Do you feel like you're more in some way having been there?
Yes, and I tell you how it manifests as well. And just to say, before I came back permanently again, I would come and visit family. And there are some standing stones near where my mother used to live. She's passed now, but there are some stones there, very, very tall stones that people don't really know about because, you know, they're 2 a penny, 10 a penny in Scotland. Standing stones are all over the place. But, and these are on a golf course, just by the by, you know, that's Scotland for you. We have golf courses, we have standing stones, we have, you know, it's all mixed up together. But I used to go and stand with those stones and tap into the ancestors and ask for guidance. And you know, and I would just get the message, come home. And I would say, well, then help me, show me how, you know, the way back. Well, so that happened. Now that I'm back here, I did look after my mother until she passed. She was 97 and I spent a couple of years with her and I was looking after her in her final years. But then I had to move. We sold the house and I had to move. And I didn't think I would end up here in the village that I'm in, but it was the only place that I could find. And it turned out to be the best thing ever. Again, you know, the universe was looking, or whoever was looking after me and saying, this is where you're going to be. And this is where you're going to put down roots, because I have not been able to put down roots properly anywhere. And, you know, I've lived, when I was a child, we lived here sometimes, away sometimes, and then I moved away for many years. I was never able to put down roots, but I have here. And that has so strengthened me, I can't tell you. And I find that there's community here. I have found my roots and put them here. And for the first time in my life, I have found home. It's been an extraordinary, powerful thing to experience. You know, I've had homes all over the place, but not home.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it. I think the putting, people laugh at the idea of putting down roots. It doesn't mean to say that you have to stay there forever, but it is where you can grow and develop with a firm foundation. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've found here.
JJ, can people work with you? Do you help people now to have?
And people can work with me if they go to my website, thepracticalalchemist.uk. You can book just an exploratory session with me to find out, you know, what you need, what you want, and whether we're a good fit. And so you can book that online, or you can book an energy session with me just off the bat if you want. But that's all at thepracticalalchemist.uk. And I'm very happy to have a chat with you first to see what you need and what you want.
And then people can hear you also on the UK Health Radio Network as well at Alchemy 101, correct?
Yeah. They can, and they can find me as The Practical Alchemist on social media, Facebook and Instagram. I interact with most, but I'm on LinkedIn, and also I'm on X, but I don't really engage with it very much. I don't really have time for it, but you will find me there.
Us too. So we just have about 3 minutes left to go. Do you have one final question, Bill?
Oh, yes. And here's the question. And that is, do you have something, a gift that would help to improve the lives of the people listening, something that they could do that will help to start to kick off this alchemy? Is there something that you have, a simple technique to help them down the road?
Yeah, I talk about living in line with nature in a way that's true to our nature. And so it's two things. Being in nature and just being quiet, two things. Spend as much time as you can in nature. Pay attention to nature. Notice what's going on around you in nature. Feel into that nature. And as far as possible, eat and live as naturally as you can. And the other thing is the quiet. Just spend time totally quiet every day. Spend time, 5 minutes, just sitting down, not letting you, you know, not thinking about anything, worrying about anything, like let your mind go blank. Just sit and notice what comes to you, let it go. And you'll find that incredibly powerful.
That is amazing advice, isn't it, Bill?
It really is. You know, I got to tell you, I was watching on, there's a new special on Leonardo da Vinci. And what you're saying is Leonardo da Vinci. It's what his observation of nature, his living close to nature, he didn't have education. And anyway, there's something I just want to tell everybody, there's something to JJ. There's some wisdom coming through her. And it's beyond. So book your session. Great advice.
Oh, Liz? You're too kind. Thank you.
All right, everybody. We have reached the end of the show for today. Thank you so much for being here, JJ. And thanks for being here, Bill McKenna. And until next time, everybody out there, be safe and be well.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.